Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 17th, and the whole week ahead. With the moon in the sign of Leo, and you being a Capricorn, there might not seem to be much synergy. However, that moon is connecting to your ruling planet Saturn. And what it means is this weekend you should secretly, quietly, and in your own time deal with matters that are outstanding and need sorting out. Especially if it's to do with things intimate or things financial. And here's your Sunday, stars. There's a very strong vibe around you now that something could happen that's out of your control but will end up in your favour. There's a touch of destiny, kismet, fate, call it what you want. But there's something in your stars now that tells me that something you thought was a goner or not good or was a bad thing actually wasn't at all. And you'll soon see that something that you thought was negative is actually very positive. And here's your Monday, stars. Little Mercury is going to start to move retrograde in your sign. You should read about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because a retrograde Mercury can be very mischievous. It does mean that you need to double check everything, because whatever you read, see or hear may not be truthful, or it may not be the full facts or the full story. It's like somebody tells you what you want to hear, but they're withholding other information. Be very wary of the games that people can play. And here's your Tuesday, stars. With Mars now moving into Pisces, this is really good because it can open up your 9-to-5 existence. So if you're in a rut or you're really bored with your life or you feel trapped, then this is the perfect aspect for you to break out and do something you really want to do with your life. It's a new 2-year period. And so therefore, it means that you have the opportunity to reshape and to remold your life. And it all starts today. And here's your Wednesday, stars. Happy birthday. The sun moves into your sign. It's solstice time. Now remember that Mercury is also in your sign, but moving backwards. And the sun is now in your sign, but this can be a confidence builder. But it does mean that you've got to have a lot of reservations around you now due to Mercury's backward position. So you can plan, you can plot, you can scheme. There's a lot of things you can do, but you cannot put them into action yet. Bide your time. And here's your Thursday, stars. Well, the moon is now in the sign of Libra, and this is very good if you have ambitions or career plans or ideas to promote yourself professionally. Now, don't rush, because Mercury is currently moving backwards in your sign. But do use this as a period for you to move forward in certain areas gradually. If you have to sit on the fence until you get to the new year, great. Don't try to rush anything through before the holidays are over. And here's your Friday, stars. I like the moon in Scorpio, especially the energy around that moon, because it's great for you to join a club or a group or an organisation. It's good to be with friends and to do things with friends. Maybe you can all go off to the theatre together, or a club, or arrange a party, or a bit of a do, but it needs to be a collective thing. Lots of you having fun. And that's what you should be doing this Friday. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.